Well, you know it's Halloween when a radio station digs out a cheesy Halloween bed. And we've managed to do it. It's only taken us 35 minutes to do it. So it's Halloween, the 31st of October. We are talking about fancy dress and your... looking for your fancy dress tips today. Triumphs and disasters. Are you kitting your kids out for trick or treat today? Let us know what you're doing. 0114 279 6699. Are you hopping around the house to music like this? You can send a text as well, 81333. Start your message with Sheffield. Usual charges apply. I've got a text here from Dean Woodthorpe. Rob, when you have carved a pumpkin out, use red food dye for the inside. It looks a lot better with a flickering light inside than a plain one. There's a tip from Dean. My tip would be, if you... well, you've probably carved the pumpkin by now, so it's probably a bit late. But if you're doing it, I think you have to dip it in water and bleach, don't you? And then what will happen is it doesn't rot. It won't go off. It won't turn into a big, mouldy, brown, pumpkin-y mess. It'll just stay looking like... fresh Halloween pumpkin for a long time. What are your tips? 0114 279 6699 for fancy dress or Halloween in general. Alan in Ecclesfield, what are you doing tonight?
Well, me and my wife, I'm getting dressed up as Frankenstein and my wife's getting dressed up as the bride of Frankenstein.
All right. So how much effort have you put in then to become Frankenstein tonight?
Not a lot. I've cheated. I've gone to fancy dress shop.
No, you cheat, Alan.
Well, like I was saying to Kat, how do I get a bolt through my neck?
Well, that's a good point. You don't want to try that. So what have you got then? Have you got the,
I've got
presumably
the
go on.
The mask, the bolt.
Yeah.
The white jacket and the white shirt.
All right. So, and the bride of Frankenstein, what does she look like?
She's got a white dress. A normal hairdo. White shoes. And just normal stuff, which has got blood on her, which Kat didn't like, did she?
And what's the party you're going to then, Alan? Is it just a general Halloween party?
Yeah, it's in community centre next to church, and that's all Kat is with church, but obviously not.
Well, I'm sure that Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein are going to look fantastic tonight, Alan.
I hope so.
Good stuff. Well, you enjoy yourself, eh?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna.
Alan's gonna have a good laugh. He's gonna enjoy his Halloween tonight. That's Alan in Ecclesfield. Let us know what you're doing tonight, and we want your fancy dress tips, triumphs and disasters. 0114 279 6699. Now tonight the streets will be awash with pumpkins, witches and vampires, all out trick or treating for Halloween. You might be off to a Halloween party yourself, like Alan. It's not just your costume that you need to get sorted though; it's the makeup that really makes it, doesn't it? So if you're looking for something a bit more sophisticated than a big blob of ketchup on your face, then maybe our next guest can help. Rachel Divers, is it Divers? Am I getting that right?
That's right, it's Divers.
Divers, okay. Is a makeup artist from Barnsley who was a finalist at the Professional Beauty Awards 2018 and specialises in spooky makeovers. Rachel, it's not just scary horror makeup you do, is it? But that surely must be the most fun thing you do in your job.
Yeah, it definitely is. Around this time of year, I am absolutely chock-a-block with scary, creepy, gruesome Halloween makeovers. But through the year, I do really pretty, nice bridal and party makeup as well. So it's not all about the gore, but this time of year definitely is.
So how did this all start for you then?
Well, it must have been around 2015, and I really decided that I wanted to start getting into special effects and Halloween makeup. And so I started watching YouTube videos and sort of taught myself how to do these really gory looks, using things like liquid latex and silicones to get these really horrible gory effects, but at home. So it all spiraled from there. And in 2015, my work got picked up by the local newspapers and also the national newspapers, and it kind of went global. It was crazy. Everything just took off from there.
So tell us, who have you been making up this Halloween? You must be flat out this week.
Yeah, I've been really, really busy. We've had lots of people in, from White Walkers from Game of Thrones. That's been a popular one this year. Skeletons. We've had lots of zombies. We've had some glamorous looks as well, which where people want to still look really, really nice, but yeah, mostly gory.
How long does it take you to do a White Walker then?
2 hours it took for each White Walker this time, because we did the whole body as well rather than just the face.
The whole body. body. So what does that mean then?
So basically you just paint the whole body and make it look like a White Walker.
Well, this is a bit of a family affair, isn't it? Do you you share a studio with your parents?
I do, yeah. We all work together from my mum and dad's studio. They are photographers. They've been photographers for over 23 years now. So I kind of joined the business a few years ago when I started to provide the makeup artistry for their makeover shoots for the ladies that we photograph. So we do all work together. And then on Halloween, they do the photographs of the people that I've made over, which is good fun. So they all get a professional photograph as well.
Now, you've told us a bit about some of the things that you turn people into and some of the tools that you use. But what are the fancy things that you have in your makeup bag? I'm guessing it's going to be a little bit different than the usual makeup bag.
So for Halloween makeup, an absolute staple in my makeup bag is liquid latex and, of course, blood. But you'd be surprised how many different variations of blood there is. There's so many different types that you can get different effects. So it's absolutely packed full of different bloods and also silicones as well to make sort of real effect trauma wounds, which is a really good product to use.
What is there something that if someone comes to you and says, for Halloween, I want to be this, and your reaction is to go, oh, that's a great idea, but deep inside you're going, oh no, not another one of those, that takes forever.
Sometimes, yeah. I think things like skeletons or clowns, they're all well and good, but a lot of people do those kind of looks, so I like to do something that's a little bit different and a little bit more gory. I really like gore-based Halloween makeup.
I bet there's a lot of, because the film, it's been out, isn't it? So there are a lot of clown-type costumes this year.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a lot of clowns this year.
Yeah, I used to be petrified of clowns when I was a kid.
Me too.
My mum and dad brought this dancing clown thing to help me. My mum and dad used to go to dinner dances back in the day, and they had a dancing clown, and they hid it in the cupboard in their bedroom and I opened the cupboard once and it kind of just fell out and it had this really angry look on its face and I used to be scared to death of clowns. Not anymore though, it's okay.
No.
Have you ever thought about doing film makeup? I mean, is that a long-term career goal for
definitely.
You?
Definitely. I definitely really want to get into film makeup. I've actually just done my first TV makeup, which was for live TV, and that was for the English Open for the snooker. So things are sort of moving in that direction now, but I would really love to get into film and special effects for film as well.
So we could see you maybe appearing in a horror film credit list one day and doing all of the makeup. Wonderful. What would your tips be for mums and dads tonight for trick or treating kids? Because my son's 4. We've got a little girl who's 9. I don't think we're doing it this year, although I'm at the football tonight, so I don't know what my wife's got planned. But I imagine in the next few years we're going to have to start dressing them up, going around the house. So what kind of tips, what can you do at home to make your kids look really scary?
So at home, there's loads and loads of different things that you can do using just ingredients from your own kitchen cupboard. So if you wanted to make your own blood, for example, you could use things like maple syrup and food dye. But if you're conscious of this staining clothes and you don't want that to happen, you can use things like chocolate sauce mixed with syrup to get a really deep, horrible sort of old blood sort of look. And things like mixing porridge oats or mixing cereal in with the blood can really make it look gory and lumpy, so you get that really horrible effect.
I can see you really enjoy saying the word gore and gory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it kind of like, do you think it's gorier the better in your costume?
Yeah, definitely when it comes to Halloween. Why not? Yeah.
We've set a little challenge for you this morning on BBC Radio Sheffield. You're going to give our cat Harborne a speedy makeover for Halloween. But she said over and over again this morning, I don't want any blood, so what's going to happen here? What are we going to do? Kat's with us now.
I think I might persuade Kat to have a little bit of a zombie makeover and maybe just a tiny little bit of blood.
So is it going to look really scary though?
I hope so. I mean, if you're going to get done up for Halloween, Kat, it's got to be scary.
Yeah, but I finish work at 2 in the afternoon.
You mean walking the streets of Sheffield looking like something from The Walking Dead?
I've got to go to the supermarket.
Oh,
that'd be fine. I'll take pictures on the way.
I think scarier the better.
At least it's Halloween, you'll get away with it today.
No one will mind when you're walking through the shops looking like a zombie.
Didn't see you volunteering.
Well, I would happily do it, but I've got a big day, so I can't go to Hillsborough and commentate on Sheffield Wednesday as Dracula, can I?
Or Frankenstein. Why not?
Or Frankenstein's bride even. Can't do that. So we're going to see the results a little bit later on, aren't we? Are we going to post this on Twitter, Kat?
Yes, so we'll do a video. So we'll do it through there in the other studio.
Okay.
And record a time lapse, so we'll see.
So there's going to be a video that I cannot wait to see what the end product is. I'm so looking forward to
seeing
it.
Shall I take a before and after picture?
Yeah, let's have a before and after. Do it as gory as possible. Just ignore it. As gory as possible. I know that she's saying she doesn't want to look too much like a zombie, but as gory
as
the better.
Okay,
brilliant. We're looking forward to that. Kat's going to have her Halloween makeover. Rachel Diver's with us here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Sheffield. Really looking forward to seeing that, and we still want more of your fancy dress tips as well for Halloween. Are you doing something similar? Are you getting the kids kitted out tonight for trick or treating? What are your triumphs and disasters? Are you going to a party like Alan did, who we spoke to earlier? If so, 0114 279 6699.
Travel news for South Yorkshire.